We continue our scripture reading in the prophet Isaiah, coming now to Isaiah chapter 50. We'll read the entire chapter this morning. Now, we've heard of the long arm of the law, that wherever you are, the police can find you. So keep that in mind if you're going to break the law, that has a long arm. Well, this passage talks about the long arm of God's grace. And remember that in this portion of Isaiah, he's writing to the generation of Israelites that are several generations to come who have been expelled from Jerusalem because of their parents' sins. They're in captivity in Babylon. Jerusalem has been destroyed. And the passage begins by saying it's like your mother was divorced. And what God means is, so you realize you're so far from God. Many people feel that way today. Oh, I've sinned too much to be saved. You don't know how ungodly I am. And Isaiah is going to say, actually, God says, no, you underestimate the long arm of God's grace. He can find you. He can save you. He can restore you. He can redeem you, however far away you are. Yes, even in Babylon as a slave, God can set you free. And then the passage goes on. It's another servant song. It's the voice of Jesus then that speaks. And of course, God's grace is made powerful by sending his son. And it's actually a wonderful servant song, speaking of the intimate relationship between the son and the father and how our Lord Jesus will commit himself to the work because he can rely so wholly on the care and the deliverance of the Father. There's many references in this passage that will make you rightly think directly to things of Jesus and his crucifixion. I gave my back to those who strike, my cheek to those who pull out my beard. How could he do that? Behold, the Lord God helps me, he says. It's a wonderful passage. And the conclusion, the lesson, is in verse 10. Good word for us. Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. God is mighty to save, and he is certain to save through his Son, the Lord Jesus. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 50th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, where is your mother's certificate of divorce with which I sent her away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities you were sold, and for your transgressions your mother was sent away. Why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there no one to answer? Is my hand shortened, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, by my rebuke I dry up the sea, I make the rivers a desert, their fish stink for lack of water and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness and make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face and from disgrace and spitting. But the Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who equip yourselves with burning torches, walk by the light of your fire and by the torches that you have kindled. This you have from my hand, you shall lie down in torment. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.